Dr. Vogel commented on another patient with HER2-positive metastatic disease with brain mets currently doing well, in fact improving on single-agent lapatinib after having received multiple trastuzumab combinations for a delayed recurrence. Turns out this woman, who's 52 years old, currently also struggles with her life and role as a mother.
I have a little girl who's going to be 8 years old. Being a mom to her, I couldn't do that. 2.5 years ago, I was worthless. I was stuck on a bed, and it was very difficult to walk. Just very, very difficult.
What do you think her perception is, your daughter, in terms of what's going on?
I'm not sure. At the beginning, she was 2.5. I don't think she knew there was something wrong with mommy. Now she knows that mommy has breast cancer, and that I'm getting better because my hair is growing back. And that's what I would tell her. When my hair grows back, mommy will be better. And that's how we handled it. During the course of being bald, she would help pick out the wig. We would try to make it into a game. The American Cancer Society was nice enough to send me books, which were geared to little children her age, that talk to them about what happens when mommy is sick and plant doesn't look so good, and over a couple of months after watering it and taking care of it, like mommy has to take radiation and chemotherapy, the plant spreads, and so does mommy. So she's doing much better.
Now, one of the things that happened to you after you had the first diagnosis of breast cancer is you had a child.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that decision?
I had asked people if it was okay. And it had been 12 years, and everybody said not to worry about it. But honestly, Dr. Love, I think that having Caroline caused the hormones to enact the cancer. So I think the cancer came back because of the pregnancy. Am I sorry? No. I would do it again. Matter of fact, I'm saddened that I couldn't have another child now. So,
can you talk a little bit about your relationship with your daughter?
It's not as close as I would like it to be. And I think it's because when she was growing up and really needed a mom, I was in bed all the time. But now we're working it out so much that I want to become an integral part of her life. I can't drive yet, but I go now with her to her gymnastics class. I try to do more things with her in school. I'm actively involved in her homework, reading books, picking out the books that she's reading. So it's not what I want it to be 100%, but it's getting much better.
When you were diagnosed with the brain lesions, you had some problems with, was it movement or your speech?
Everything. Yeah.
And what happened with
it? Very slowly went away. Before I was diagnosed, my handwriting was very bad. I was slurring a little bit. Not tired, but things weren't right. And I thought, well, it's chemotherapy, maybe, different batch. Didn't know. I certainly never thought I'd be diagnosed with a brain tumor. Never in a trillion years. So I was very surprised by that. And I was surprised by it because I was on chemotherapy. I thought, my God, how could this have been spreading while I was on chemotherapy?
Can you talk a little bit about, sort of how you reacted at a human or a personal level to this whole experience as it's going along and how it's affected you as a person?
I was always a strong person, strong in personality, but I've gotten stronger. I value time much more now than I did beforehand. I don't put up with bullshit, excuse the language, both personally and at work particularly. I live for the moment, very much for the moment. And I want good things and better things now versus people would save for that long term. I value friendships. I really love my husband dearly for everything that he's put up with. I don't think he would ever think when he was a single guy that he would have a wife that had cancer and brain tumors on top of that. And he's been wonderful. Every chemotherapy session, every diagnostic test every time. He's always with me.